Harper Audio presents Devil in the Grove, Thurgood Marshall and the Groveland Boys, and The Dawn of a New America by Gilbert King. Read by Peter Francis James. Prologue. All his life, it seemed he'd been staring out the windows of trains, rumbling toward the unknown. Again, he was seated in the Jim Crow coach, hitched directly behind the engines, where the heavy heat bore the smell of diesel. Still, the lawyer sat proud in his smart double-breasted suit, a freshly pressed handkerchief dancing out of his pocket, as the haunting southern landscape of cypress swamps, cotton fields, and whitewashed tin-roof shanties flickered by. Traveling alone, he hunched his 6-foot-2-inch frame over case files. A cigarette dangling from his lips, he scribbled some notes on a yellow legal pad. He would rewrite the draft before he typed it up later. He worked meticulously. A federal clerk once told him that with just one look at the smudges or erasures on a lawyer's pleading, he'd known if it was written by a white man or a Negro. It was a remark Thurgood Marshall never forgot. In cases like his, there was too much at stake for him to be filing any, quote, nigger briefs. The trains he rode bore grand names.